U2's most overtly political song was influenced by the events that took place in Derry, Northern Ireland, on Sunday, the 30th of January, 1972. British soldiers opened fire on unarmed civil rights protesters, killing 14. The members of the Dublin-based band grew up during the Troubles, a Northern Ireland-based sectarian conflict which lasted from the late 1960s to 1998. The conflict was mainly between Protestant Unionists, who wanted Northern Ireland to remain part of the UK, and Catholic Nationalists, Republicans, who wanted unification with Ireland. But there were many civilian victims. The song is a plea for peace. An early draft of the song spoke out more explicitly against idealizing the Republican cause, which had a lot of support in the United States, but the lyrics were toned down. U2 stressed that the song was a condemnation of events, not a glorification of a cause, with Bono also introducing it at concerts as not a rebel, i.e. Republican song either. Recently, while promoting his memoir, Bono described it as not just a song, a map, a way forward in the world. Lyrically, the song is entirely in the present simple, giving immediacy to the message. It begins with shock and disbelief at the news from Derry, which is impossible to ignore. The singer wonders when the conflict will end, expressing hope for a peaceful resolution. This is the victory Jesus won on the first Easter Sunday. The song was a huge hit for U2 in 1983, helping them to break into the US market and become one of the most successful bands in the world.